startling, like my message. I was working on my cover letter, but now I have no appetite with whatever you have to say, I'm sure.
Cover letter for what?
I don't know. Harrison says I need, well, I also agree that a blurb for my portfolio, but a cover letter in reference to the portfolio, and then maybe where I see my future, past and future headed, but a little bit to touch on, but with the resume as well as portfolio. I feel like you're acting almost as if the portfolio doesn't exist or it won't even make any at all. I don't know. Do you even know what a cover
letter? Well, I don't know where you're applying. It depends where you're applying.
I don't know.
Like, I mean, you don't send it to, like...
Well, LinkedIn was my only hope.
Well,
with that.
Still
LinkedIn.
Working on that. All right. You know, you threw it... When I was away, you threw a monkey wrench telling me it was the wrong...
No, I didn't. The airport threw a monkey wrench. I caused you to have to type
when
two...
When did you
twice.
Tell me that? When
what?
Did you tell me that about the big...
When I realized.
And when was that?
I don't know. Saturday?
I was away.
I don't care.
So, I come in, and I have to fix the letter, and Denise isn't there. She came in late.
Okay.
She had to do other stuff to get out. So, I mean...
And then you should have had Denise type up this whole thing.
You know what? I'm not even going to answer that, Alex. Anyway, I hope to see you tomorrow. You going to come Saturday?
I don't even know what I was going to say anymore, but I don't know. Well, I'm perfectly fine in the AC.
Right.
It's even too cold in here sometimes.
Yeah, the air conditioning, right? I know, I don't like that either. It's too cold.
Well, I need to filter the toxic. It's worse by us,
right.
But it's
you know,
not supposed to be better. But
you know how to use the control?
I don't know. You don't even care about the air quality, so. I do know the control.
Do you know how to use the controls?
Yeah, but it's kind of buried on top of toys, so I only change it once a day, usually. But. Yeah.
All right.
So you're deading the call because I'm not coming to the Hamptons, maybe. Or you would probably dead it anyway, but.
No, I have to get. I want to focus on my driving. I'm going to a new place, so I want to look at the instructions. It's not that I'm deading a call. You don't have much to say except complaining.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what else do you have to say that's not complaining?
Yeah. I'll let you know about the Hamptons.
Oh,
so if by today. Yeah, he doesn't want to leave till tomorrow, which is actually fine. But let's say tomorrow morning at like 10 a.m. If it's like below 75, then I'll strongly consider coming. If it's below 75.
I think that.
Well, I may not even go.
I would leave, like...
Tell him! Wait,
right,
oh, wait. 8 o'clock Friday or 8 o'clock Saturday?
Either way, I would leave really early because people will not be out at that time.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You'll be there by 11 if you leave.
I wouldn't want to do anything other.
You'll get a
That's kind of what, like, he shows me the trip, and, like, I honestly think because the time he takes, it's less favorable where you have to convert and get on and off stops and, like, rush hour he takes, but.
I would do really early, like,
well,
Saturday, so rush hour,
I'm at this
like
point, I'm 110% dependent on the air index since it did get way higher over the night. I'm literally
right,
just basing
it. I don't really want to talk about that right now.
Well, it troubles me that you're going to be at the beach maybe breathing in 100, 110 at that. You guys have it a little better, but it is trending. Like by, it's a new thing. You're acting like everyone, though, but I don't think anyone wants to hear from you.
I don't see the sky being...
Yeah, it's cloudy here. It's smoggy here. We have to talk. It's a very pending. It's a development. I don't know. It happened. It's like
it's very fast.
like, there was an insurrection in Russia last week. Weird things happen. Like, we don't get to see each other. No one talks about things. Like, weird, odd, interesting change. But also things stay the same, so. Well, I mean, there's a U.S. government, at least, and white people who aren't autistic can still find their jobs, so some things are constant.
Right.
What are you saying? But...
I can't believe you don't like Black Mirror, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I love the few episodes I saw, and it came out that I think they waited like 2 years to do a season, and then it faded out of the culture. It was around, I heard people talking about it in 2013. Even on old podcasts. I didn't hear about it until 2017. When did you hear about it? Last night?
I watched
Oh, you watched it when it came out in 2017 in the U.S.
I did.
It was only in England until it got to Netflix in 17.
I did like them when I watched them.
So what season is this? 5?
6. And
okay. Yeah, because they only do 3 or 4 a season. Real, well, you didn't see the Saul. Aaron Paul ends up actually in the Saul ending. Did you? Oh, now you're TV fan number 2.
But I
want to
tell you something.
What?
You should watch. Are you coughing?
I'm hanging out.
Why are you coughing?
Well... I'm choking on my own inside, so I need to spit.
You may be also more concerned about this stuff because you used to do hookah, which and drugs.
Yeah, no, I'm literally choking on my saliva because I haven't spit in like a 30 minutes talking to you for half of it.
Well, I was gonna say like you're
I get it when I talk. I laugh about that, how like I'm an OD, and I don't do any dangerous behavior much really at all anymore, but it's so hypocritical, and totally it reminds me of people who go to AA and they get bagged, or they somehow get their record even removed, and they start acting moral, holy, self-righteous. It's so common, but I'm just, I thought... this as something equivalent to as bad as COVID, only it doesn't kill you instantly. It could kill you in like 30 years. And like, my grandpa died of lung cancer, and dad got the most vicious cancer from being in a hellhole for a 9/11, maybe. But
yes, with a lot of dust.
Fiberglass and explosive,
yes.
Mercury and.
And he died of a blood clot.
Okay.
So, you know, even
phosphorus.
It's like, I'm glad you feel like the way you were doing
was
so stupid, but I don't like...
Yeah, no, hookah is like 100 cigarettes.
I say I'm hardly doing anything because...
Okay.
You should, I'm sorry. If you have an addictive personality, I mean,
is that what people say when, like, the person needs to be resuscitated?
No,
someone to be resuscitated, CBD or no big deal. CBD, no big deal. NBD.
So I don't know what some at all means. Like you said, I'm not doing much. So I hope you're not doing anything that's dangerous for you because
no.
It's really stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you have an addictive personality, you should be careful about whatever it is you're
doing. Clearly, I have to watch what I say around you, but no, I'm kidding. No. Like, I think I'm as healthy as Nani right now, only sometimes I will smoke not hookah, but maybe pot, but I'd rather get an oral.
Why do you smoke it? Maybe you should be taking those pills, and maybe it's better to do that.
Yeah, it's not even available, because it's not legal, I guess, in New York, unless you have a script.
It is legal.
Oh, then I should just do that. Okay. Well, I thought I would get that all actually sorted out when I got a job and.
Well, you should do it
But I, like, can't afford, like, you have to, like, I think see a doctor, like, not just once when you get prescribed. Well, I need work. Yeah. It's true. What are you saying? I got all that last year, I thought. Well, how about, yell at Harrison about, like, fitness goal, or, I mean, he's, I guess, healthier than me in that way, but he does drink a lot, and he could get hit by a bus, though, with the amount he travels. Like, everyone has things to work on, clearly.
Yeah, all right, listen, I gotta find my way. I'm in a different area. I gotta put on my GPS now. I'll talk to you later. Let me...
Happy 4th. Thanks.
What's doing?
Nothing. Glad you enjoyed the movie. You went to Lulu Bar, though? It wasn't... So you were in Sag Harbor for both nights with Lulu Bar and movies and fire?
No, not for both nights.
Oh, you were in Montauk.
When he came, we went to the beach.
I don't like that beach.
It's all right.
When it has flies, it's not as good.
It was beautiful.
I don't like it. Well, the air was... Toxic as all hell that day, but that's a different point.
It was beautiful.
Gray skies in UV. Yeah.
And,
gray.
So when we got there,
no.
So we did that, and then we went to Rita Cantina in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, they have such good food. I love this new Mexican place by me, but I would like to be there with you guys
at
Margaritas.
And then the next
I wouldn't have liked that. I like it in the terms of like a trip. I don't like too much getting up back and forth.
And then we went to the beach at Louse Point, and actually me and Harrison were together like the whole time because Joe was doing like the food shopping and doing
and telling people Rockefeller stories by Gurney's.
So we had like a really, really nice kind of
You needed that.
And then, that was, wait, day was that, the bike ride, when he came, we hit Saturday, so Saturday was the beach, and we had Nina. Sunday, oh, we
Lulu.
Had a great barbecue.
Oh, real? Oh,
great,
yeah.
Great barbecue.
I would have liked half the food, the barbecue chicken sounded through, I would have liked swordfish or something, tilapia even, with lemon. Or citrus.
Well, that was great, having the barbecue.
Yeah, put some fish on next time, but yeah.
We had turkey burgers.
I don't like those. I'm sure they're okay, but I don't like turkey burgers.
We
would
have gotten you something you liked.
I know.
And then we just stayed home, and Joe and I watched Black Mirror.
You're obsessed, yeah.
And Harrison went to bed, he was
tired.
Because we did bowling, we did biking, and beaching.
And golf, right? So active. The active twins. Oh, okay. Oh, so you were in Sag Harbor one day.
And they kept saying it was going to rain.
The fireworks, you stayed by you? And you saw it?
No, we never went to fireworks.
I thought you said fireworks was a big thing.
We thought they were last night.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Well, I think they're doing it here today on the harbor. Real? Why?
Yeah.
Why?
It's supposed to be.
It was good with the history, and I really liked actually the Roman part. Yet, Archimedes, I love that story, and I had written that story with a sundial and all the while, but it was not enough, it seems, substantial, especially the tall franchise, high order to live by. I don't know. Some people are easily pleased. It wasn't the same directing, though, so it was just like a knockoff version with the same character.
Yeah, but it was good.
Okay.
Is Archimedes really a person?
The whole story is true. He used the sundial to light and mirror to set fire to sailing ships. He would get the Polynesian purple sails caught easily, I guess, a tractor of base and sheen of the molecule that it refracted on the sun that burnt, so it burnt up, and he burnt all the attacking ships before they reached harbor. It's like a Hamilton story. Yeah, it's brilliant. I learned it from, I think, Roman history, or I listen to podcasts, but I'm smart like that. That's why I like that part of the story, but I thought the movie as a whole was insignificant. It just, I would have liked if Spielberg either directed it or oversaw some, that there was missing some type of, like, novelty or something. It was good for, like, a pure remake, I guess. But
yeah, it wasn't, like, a novelty type of show.
It was very routine.
So routine.
Corny.
Was like
isn't that how all the other movies? I know, exploitative, like, 1950s racism against Asians in cinema.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Is that the Downey documentary about Downey's father?
No, she was the female person in the
movie. Oh, it's an actor. I thought you were talking about a movie. What's her name? Weeby Wallow of Bridges?
Weeby Wallow of Bridges, but then Harrison told me she's a very accomplished...
Oh, he just kisses up to any elitist.
He said she's a reader.
Oh, that show is so dykey. He watches that crap?
Yeah.
I don't know. He likes those hard shows.
I don't know something about her. But it was good.
Sure.
The movie,
I'm sure.
It was nostalgia. Okay. Like it was 19...
What? I don't know. It was also World War II, but they didn't even do that right. But I thought the villain was asleep and silent. There wasn't enough thrill or real stakes.
Yeah, we love him.
Not enough realistic. Well, he was in Bond,
like,
but
a good Nazi, no.
Yeah, excellent. No, appearance-wise, yet there wasn't enough of a suspenseful swing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I'll see you soon. So I'm seeing you in 2.5 days, right? Yeah. 3 days.
No, I'm seeing you.
4 days.
I'm seeing you.
4 days.
Saturday.
4 days.
Yeah. Unless you want to come in earlier and see them, you know, you can.
Well, they're not going to the Hamptons, right?
So, no.
I thought the whole thing was you were going to do fireworks in the Hamptons or something. I don't know.
No. They don't want to come. I asked them.
Yeah. Well, no, I thought that was originally what was going to happen, but then you asked. Sue with them definitely sees us too. Include. Yeah.
Well, you know why?
They don't want to feel, like, trapped also, if it's just, they're not even with, like, husbands.
Just like we do with Cousin Gloria.
Well, Gloria is such a sport. She's really a great companion. Well, Gloria did until an outright endemic of yelling. I realized in Joe's story actually was kind of, like, the fact that someone gets paid every time everyone is in the gas station and... That Day-Lewis movie, Paul Thomas Anderson, Oil, the Upton Sinclair novel, that's all about, not to mention we learn about the Titans of Industry, but that's all about Rockefeller and all that.
What's it called?
There Will Be Blood.
Oh.
So I guess Joe's story isn't that whack. But it's just he told it so many times to us, and it feels a little braggadocious. And Gloria isn't that type to, like, opulence over... obsession diet.
Well, we
I thought he was mad that when he's anytime he brought up Rockefeller, like he kept saying like 10 times. And we made this, I'm like, oh. It was like we were in the hot sun, we just ate, and I was drinking, and we were just like all simmering, like boiling in 90 degree heat. There was a bit of a shade, but like, we were just like all aggravated in some way or dehydrated.
We definitely thought we were making fun of
No, but it was like a boiling room, powder keg almost atmosphere, and then we just couldn't take it, and then he couldn't take us not taking it, it seemed.
Well, he thought it was disrespectful.
We couldn't take hearing, like, the same story, like, in the same way. No, the story is actually really cool, but, like, we couldn't take to hear one more Billy Joel story, one more, that was really what the point was, I guess.
Yeah.
The Rockefeller, because those
or
are,
Billy Joel.
Well, Rockefeller and Billy Joel, it's amazing that Joe tells them that much, because, like, they're really his best stories, and, like, he tells them, I didn't know he was such a fan, but he loves history, and it, because you learn about Carnegie, Rockefeller, Vanderbilt, and that is America in one shape or... I don't know what Gloria Value took or not. We just couldn't do it. But that shouldn't put to waste another bad weekend in that case.
Let's try. Let's
and it wasn't a bad weekend until that happened, and then it still got... And that was such a lovely dinner even after at that... But that was a brilliant restaurant. The other Gurney's, I guess. That waiter was a tall waiter, and but that music was.
Oh, you'll come with Gloria comes,
yeah.
You know?
No, so the
Harris,
no one wants to have.
2 weeks.
Will he really?
He has something going on in Hampton Bays.
Oh, okay. So I was gonna say I'll come out less.
You can come with him if you want. He's definitely staying with.
Well, how will he get out there? Will I be able to get out there with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did regret totally, like, being out for the entire weekend here, even if I wanted to, like, go out with Harrison, if I I don't think the traffic back home will actually be that bad, just because it's, like, kind of foggy here. Is it sunny there, or?
It's been sunny every day.
Wow.
And I mean, it may look cloudy for a short period.
Yo, so I definitely am feeling better a little bit, but yeah, I wasn't in any mood shape to do it. I'll go out with him if I'm able to go out with him in 2 weeks.
Right.
I'll try to do it.
Okay.
Not foolishly missing or squandering.
Well, I hope you got stuff done.
I actually did, but I wasn't planning on it. I worked on lines for the resume and cover letter, but that's. It's the most substantial thing, really, but I wrote a comic book, but...
Good.
Yeah, artistic.
Very nice.
Some painting, a little painting. Oh, I cleaned my room. Oh, yeah. I did more than I do in 5 months, but...
That's great! That's a big accomplishment. But Harrison's golf has really improved.
Has it really?
Yes!
That is the one thing I really believe.
And he was really good. I wasn't good. And Joe, you know, with his back.
It's hard to be good when you're injured. And
yeah.
Older.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, it's Uncle Bobby and Aunt Gail's 50th anniversary yesterday, so you should wish them like a happy anniversary, you know?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi. Yeah. I think the past few years, Gail was texting me on Dad's day of death, and I don't know if we had, like, a nice time. I think if it was too nice of a time seeing them last month or something, or, like, she felt like it wasn't, like, necessary at this point, but we had such a nice time, and this was the 1 year she never texted, and I didn't see her for, like, 3 years. But... What?
I'll tell you why.
Okay. Why are you stopping talking? Wait, why are you breaking up now? I just heard upstate with Sherry.
I just got out of the car.
You're so sus. Wait, were you in the car with Joe the whole time? Oh.
I'm
you're alone.
No, I took Harrison to the jitney. So
aww.
He told me.
Oh, was the jitney crowded? Well, was there zero people or was there like 10?
I didn't notice it.
You didn't notice a single car or person next to Harrison and you. Oh, you're so strange. What? Oh, it was Harry traffic that you had to speed out.
Yeah.
Well, some days you can't even stay a second. Other days, it's, like, more amenable.
So, as I'm telling you, Thursday, it's Rob posting updates.
Yeah, you are breaking up quite a bit. I just saw Rob posting on Facebook. I don't even know if you're talking. Constantly drug and Part D. I don't even know. It's a monster monster. I kind of want to know what I know. Oh god. Super time. Pervy arches, impervious direction, terse plea, and plea, badly nerve.
Hello.
You didn't see if anyone's standing there. Oh, you're so strange. Easy for you to do. Just when it gets good. It's so Ripley time for Maul. See, he doesn't even get to be with her on July 4th. That's exactly how. He likes to leave early. I've been fun and silly horror in town. I just want to know, boss. Shit. Blow to the boat.
Hello.
I have no connection here. I'll call you in about 10 minutes. Whatever the hell she's. Time for melt and back with limits. Maybe my jeans? No, she's a July 4th Piva. Let me see if the weather really is overture. Bro, it's cloudy. I don't know what she said. Well, it was sunny. Raindrops alone. It was like aggressive rapey rain, and she's like, it was so smunchy. Oh, Tifty the Lovely. And a paltry wind. I'm just gonna sing it. Let's sing it! Tithbadon. I'm on enough heroin, yeehaw. This is perfect. It's perfect! This is a short version.
What?
Yeah. This is normal. Oh, yeah, that way. Right. Scam people stressed about toys all the same. Dot scam, sorry. Ah. When I say clean my room, I went from serial killer of 100 to serial killer of 30. I have made big decisions. I'm always thinking. It's still his dad. This is a whack version. Or Derrido in type. Kid screaming. Might like. Well, I wouldn't conquer if height had wounded a woven mar. Still in snell, I frill, I drekel, and four low scales, skir this dell. Type reverse with phylo, this family curse. Genus species is my kingdom, elementary. Come ease, teen, nebbish, or foe, fakes, nebbachowser, dame, tis that old. Protest, in that sage, pevit, pack row, frilogy, Euripides, and in Sentry, tort, sidious, now simile, sentinel, citadel, tie, bout, had in one septimus, pair dim, dim, thumbed alloy, gal, wildy, about, and in tum furlong, deep, serve, mature, I gotta learn to, let tepid mean, quit. To bang the vill, I am a head run. Titly main dog is Pheromosa, I try drink Pandora. Text emit dabbly, conspire titly, darn myth, I order. Meth, depth. Do la trek, hoard, taint, if, it, retlon, renteth, erd, met, sin, ritlon, dab, ill, duck, if, tink, up, blink, lens, sup, ding, it, singe, tongue, frickling, mal, up, in, a, frinkin, abatether, in, topley, bell, dipe, pa, sheen, bo, free, mer, glad, love, lee, in, tolic, press! Rel of a dal committin! Stupid! Ish I tie a dren broth melvart though! Drink lean tip! Liquid tip inkling, frinkling al pet! Type of their other scyther! Top upon all I have tum! Sinner John Cryon, Del Mincron, Smell Pro Synchron Tip, Rip there's to melt it, gory brows, Umga, Ineptuary, Septi, Halbo, Templane, Met, Ilderin, Ugumpy, Drain, Dame, Map up type drum drift the septally drange and horapentally conteris meteris. This isn't good. Twain and pop rapturous covert descent. Tumbel dilly bouter in so rattler. Episcopal bliss text. Diard alpha la nuvo pinch del etli witly halbert eight shape and this to some story. Skill is the attempt time from Mal Grantel, Alpha F, now Reptilian early bind. Damn nil to tell. Whip it sursily, bell eat darn time. Rip, trap, left early, rel, bound, huh, tin, done, inceptily, damn, L pill. The piscatus, twin, dran, nil, el, mytho, chef, del, triporn, damn. A blinder blunder, blinder mouse, stuff, tilly trinker, it ain't all about the question this run doing down. Our dark worker now say, Malmo, a dame about fap dough and direct del from run tittily del inventorly offset helio emilio in new hit el vel duangles subtrino terramius muga like mongols mentally. Twice sus material ray don vazan been for all the same deliberately. Chime trip at trio made tomorrow's just needs. It ain't gaming if I done the leaking. Their helper chime is a left of Q. The old wah has risen, been trying to lose, then he must stay. Quiet for me, swan, a cleary, revere, sneery, milly. My air was believed as I am. Day I was about the head of it, and join the Lord of gain it finished. Then now had found now. What?
Guess who I just saw?
Ira.
Well, you'll never guess.
Jerry Seinfeld. Alec Baldwin.
I saw Jerry from Succession.
Oh, the old bitch on Law and Order.
Yeah.
I love her.
Get this.
Wow. You're so cool.
Well, she's a lawyer. That's
so funny.
Wait, I thought you were home.
She looks like a principal from our high school.
She does.
Dr. Ajadan meets Nani. But
it's funny.
Yeah, it is hilarious. She looks like so many other actresses, though, but yeah, it is like an older version.
She
kind of looks like how Nani used to look, it seems. I thought you were home. You're at the farm?
No.
IGA. Jerry. With a G. With a G. Gwenadine. Yeah. Well, was she ever looking at you at all before she saw you staring too long, or you were just full on staring, causing her to smile?
I just was looking at her.
Look, you look a lot. Yeah.
Like, it was gonna say, "Don't I know you?"
Right, because she looks like any princess. She looks like anyone you would be engaged with in a school.
Absolutely.
Well, anyone from the beach club. Probably German or something, but Irish.
She's
old. She's like 75. Well, because she plays like a she plays a daughterly figure for Logan Roy, who's what, 105? Yeah. He's 105 years old, or what the character was.
Also, you know?
Who?
She had a big important part in the firm.
Until she got fired.
Yeah, but
an end of final season kill isn't really a kill.
Yeah.
It's more like due process.
Funny, right?
And I said, was it Jerry? You said Jerry, just with a G. Jerry with a G.
Jerry. Oh,
I asked if it was Jerry or Baldwin, because we have 800 stories for both of them.
I know.
I'm fine. But not lately, but Baldwin, I'm sure you could see a wild Baldwin.
It's funny and, the people you see. I mean, she's going to Daymond Deli
nowhere near Candy Kitchen, but that was just the dialogue in a line.
So
I think he wrote that himself.
I just want to tell you, so Aunt Gail called me on Thursday and said to me that...
Oh. Right. I know. Okay. Yeah.
We're going to be really busy that day.
What? No.
People, I guess by me posting a picture on Facebook, it kind of makes people remember, you know?
Wait, what did she say?
It's amazing how few people really said it to me. Like, even Aunt Sue.
Oh, Aunt Gal said nothing to you? Gail who?
I just told you that she called me on Thursday.
She did call you.
To tell me she only up and she wanted to wish me, you know, the best because it was not the best, but she wanted to see, she was thinking of Rob. And it was Thursday, which was, the first was on Saturday. And because she was driving upstate with Sherry and the boys,
okay.
She
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess it is easy to get offended or think it's slighted. I'm just saying because she always did it that, like, I don't feel like... I mean, it fit her 50th anniversary. That's actually a big one. I should think of it. I should just text her
and
I'll watch it.
I remembered all the barbecues and everything.
Yeah.
You know, that they used to have.
Yeah.
They always had a
soap. The kosher... They did always have a soap. But they also had everyone over a lot, but... Like, randos even, too. So it's questionable of that. But it's so nice to us in that time. Always when you see them, but especially in that time, of course. But how could they not, I guess? I mean, it's a brother. But... You there? Jerry? You think you're so cool now, but... I don't know why I'm muffling this cup. Oh. I get it. Jerry? Gregory. Oh, Mitchell.
Hello?
Hi.
It's very bad here with my connection.
Well, I thought you had something to say, but you stopped talking.
No, I want to get home. I want to eat. I'll call you when I get home, okay?
Home where? East Hampton or?
Manhattan Hills. I will leave it.
It's a nasty day here. I hope it doesn't hit you in the car. No, it's dreadful, yeah.
I want to eat something, all right?
Wait.
Love you.
It's like thundering here. Why are you so angry?
Oh, you're hungry.
Go now.
So you have egg sandwiches? Egg sandwich? Or just coffee? Muffin?
Well, you weren't at the farm. Bayside Farm. I would love an egg sandwich right now, but I have a hot dog and Philly cheese in the coming. I hope they don't steal it. On Memorial Day, they stole my food. It was a far drive from Nathan's. I never had it. I assume, I'm like, why would they drive all the way this far when they could just, like, steal it if it's too much of a... But these people, they drove all the way here, and they took a picture of it there. But it was Memorial Day, and they just stole it. And Uber wasn't going to give it to me back until I cried to the machine, the little robot customer service. I cried so many times that they gave it back. It's a Memorial Day. That's what happens when I don't go to Hamptons. But weird, freaky delivery stories. Should be working. I shouldn't be dealing with that. Are you there? I got robbed, but... Well, then they gave me a refund, but they were not going to because I filed too many claims.
Who are you talking about? I didn't hear the beginning.
In that case, it was Uber, but they drove all the way here to steal my food on Memorial Day. And I hope it doesn't happen again today.
Oh.
Yeah. For who?
For all of us, and you too.
Yeah, it would have been.
You have to ask who? That's
well, because I had a productive time here, but I didn't know about the air. We ended up having trash weather here, but that doesn't matter. I don't leave my room. But sometimes I go there and you guys get mad if I don't leave my room. Or I got things done here and I don't want to deal with the air, but I was over panicking a ton amount, but it ended up being better for you guys than like... the whole time, and you just acted as if, but I was scared of the air, but it's also an easy out. I got a lot of issues. What? It's very easy to cop out. Hello? What? Cop out. I'm a bail lord. Bail order. It's Bane. Oh, it's horribly stormy. Okay. I don't even know if you're still on.
I have to go in now.
I'm sure. And you be well then.
What does that mean?
That's a funny story. Don't tell Joe on the thundery drive home.
Knuth Morris Pratt. That's a fact. We should have just kept it to not dark and green wall. Cut off some off. Tick. It's tick. Tick. Just put an E and then you go from so. Oh, that thought is not something.
Expedia, all your trip.
I got it. Not more for me. Just been. Who you calling a day show? You're a fuck this. Because they look alike, you said we have to be. Rainy days and hoes and shiny train windows. You're wet. This is the only good Robin Thicke song that he may have wrote. plot twist, you find out the government framed you, wash your brain, and your wife is your daughter, so that you will have inbred children, and there will never be a true done heir. Oh, God. Oh, Jerry from Succession, you mean the creator? Yeah.